And he placed the curtain at the entrance of the Mishkan. And the outside Mizbeach he placed at the door, at the opening of the Mishkan. And he was makriv on top of it, referring to the Oilas Tomit and the Minchas Nesachim that were brought every day, like Hashem commanded Moshe. And Rashi tells us that this was all taking place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe and Aharon were kahanim together. What does that mean? All the avoidos that were typical avoidos to be done on a regular day were done by Moshe. For example, lighting the menorah, bringing the Torahs, bringing the Olas Tomid and the Minchas Nesachim. That was all done by Moshe. But when it came to the avoidos hayoim, specific and special karbonos that were done on Yom Shmini Libeluim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, those karbonos were done by Aharon, like the pasuk says clearly in Parashat Shemini. And he placed the kiyar between the oil moed and the mizbeach. And he put water inside to wash. And Moshe, Aaron, and his sons washed esidayim v'esragleim bebas achas at one time. Bevoyim el oil moed, when they came into the oil moed to do the avoda uvekarzim vasam el hamizbeach, or to come close to bring karbonos on the outside mizbeach. Yerchotzu, they have to wash their hands. Kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Vayokem es hachotzer sovav lamishkan, and he erected the chotzer around the mishkan v'lamizbeach. Vayitin es mosach shara chotzer, and then he placed the curtain, which was at the opening of the chotzer. Vayechal Moshe es hamalacha, and Moshe finished all the malacha. Although when you look through the psukim over here, it seems to be mashma that as they built and put the Mishkan together, they were doing certain avoidos. It seems to be mashma when they put the shulchan in its place, they brought the lechem upon him. And then they put the menorah in its place and lit the menorah, even though everything wasn't set up yet. They put the Mizbeach HaKetoris in place, and then they brought Keteris. And then they first put up the Mosach Pesach Oil Moed, and then they put the Mizbeach in place, and then they brought Karbonais even before the Kiyar V'Kaneh were in place, even before the Chatzah was in place. And Ramban explains that this was not so. Everything was really done after everything was completed, and the Mishkan and the Kalev were Nimshach, were anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Pasuk is just telling us, as it says the Kalim, what they did with these Kalim, but not that the actual Avodah was done at that time. And the Onan covered the oil moed. Uchvod Hashem mole es haMishkan, and the honor of Hashem filled up the Mishkan. And Moshe was not able to enter the oil moed kishochan olav haOnon, because the Onon, the cloud, was dwelling upon it. Uchvod Hashem mole es haMishkan, and the honor of Hashem was filling up the Mishkan. And Rashi is bothered that how can the pasuk over here say that Moshe was not able to enter the Mishkan if the pasuk says in other places that Moshe did enter the oil moed. And he answers, because the pasuk over here says the reason why Moshe was not able to enter, kishochan olav ha'onan, because the onan was on top of the Mishkan. So the pshat is, when the onan was on top of the Mishkan, Moshe was not able to enter, but when the onan removed itself from being on top of the Mishkan, Moshe was able to enter. Malbim asks on Rashi, how can you say that there are times that the onan was not over the Mishkan? The psukim seem to be mashma beferish that the onan was always on the Mishkan. If you look at pasuk lamed ches over here, ki anan Hashem ala Mishkan yoimom, the onan was always on the Mishkan during the day. Also in parashas Baloischa, perik tes, pasuk tes zayin, it says ken yiyatamid. So it was always he onan yichasenu. The onan covered the Mishkan. So how can we say that there were times that the onan was not on top of the Mishkan? And he learns that the Onan was always on the Mishkan. It's just there are times where the Onan was on the Mishkan with the covered Hashem together, and at times it was just the Onan on the Mishkan. And that is how he explains when Moshe was able to enter or not able to enter. When the Onan was alone without the covered Hashem, Moshe was able to enter. But when it was a combination of the Onan with the covered Hashem, then Moshe was not able to enter. And that is why the pasuk over here says, "V'layochem Moshe lovei el oil moed ki shochan olav ha'onan." And uchvod Hashem molei et haMishkan. It was Onan together with covered Hashem. Uvehei olois haOnan mi'al haMishkan. And when the Onan removed itself from on top of the Mishkan, Yisu b'nei Yisrael. That was a sign that the b'nei Yisrael would travel b'choil masehem in all their travels. V'im lo ye ole ha'onon, if the onon did not remove itself, it remained on top of the Mishkan. V'lo yisu adyoim he'olosoy. They did not travel until the day that it removed itself. Ki anan Hashem ala Mishkan yoimom. Because the onan of Hashem was on the Mishkan during the day, be'esh tia lailavoy, and a fire at night, the hamot esh at night, le'enei chol beis Yisrael, in front of the eyes of the whole beis Yisrael, b'chol ma'aseihem, by all their travels. Literally, it means by all their travels, but in essence, it means by all their encampments. Every time they encamped, the amud onan was on top of the Mishkan, yoimom, and the amud esh at night. The reason why it says Elohim Maseyam when it is referring to the encampment is because every time they stopped and camped, they were always ready to travel again. Therefore, every encampment can also be said to be a Masey, a travel. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Yutes, Vayifrois Es HaOyel, and he spread out the oil over the Mishkan. Hein Urias HaIzim, it is referring to the Urias HaIzim, which went over the Urias HaMishkan. Es HaEdos, he placed the Edos in the Oren, means HaLuchais, the Luchais, which were the Luchais HaEdos. Al Yerach HaMishkan Tzafoina, the Shulchan was placed on the side of the Mishkan Tzafoina, Bechatzi HaTzafoini Shal Rechav HaBayis, on the northern half of the width of the Bayis, of the Mishkan. If you divide the Mishkan, the 10 Amos in half, so on the right 5 Amos, on the northern 5 Amos, was the Ruach Tzafoini, the northern side, and that's where the Shulchan was placed. Yerach, what is the lesson of Yerach? Kitagumai, like Targum says, Sida, a side. Ki Yerach Hazeh, just like this thigh, Shehu Bitsida Shel Adam, it is on the side of a person. So Yerach can be used as a lesson of side. Vayakter Olav Ketores, and Moshe smoked the Ketores, Shachwes Va'arvis, in the morning and the evening. K'moshe Kosov, like it says in Parshas Tetzaveh, Baboike, Baboike, Be'etivu Es HaNeres. Every morning when they cleaned the Neres, they would also bring the Ketores. Vayal Olav, and he brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzoim, a carbon tamid and Minchas Nesachim, Af B'yam Shmini L'Meluim. Even on the eighth day of the Meluim, Moshe was the Kohen. It was the day that the Mishkan was put up. Shimesh Moshe. Moshe still was the Kohen and did the Avodah. The Hikriv Karbonos Sibur, and he was Makriv the Karbonos Sibur. Chutz Me'oisan Shenistavu Aaron B'Bayoyim. Except for the Karbonos that Aaron was commanded to do specifically for that day. Shenema, like it says in Parashat Shemini, Karav El HaMizbeach, come close to the Mizbeach and bring your Karbonos. So during the Shivas Yimei HaMeluim, which was Chaf Gimel Adar until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe was totally the Kohen. But on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Moshe did the Avodos that were typical for a typical day. And Aaron did the Avodos Hayoim, the ones that were special for Shmini L'Meluim. Es HaOyla means Oylas HaTomid. The Oylas HaTomid, Es HaMincha means Minchas Nesachim. These were carbonates that were brought every day, and that's why Moshe did it. Minchas Nesachim Shal Tomid, the Minchas Nesachim that was brought together with the carbon Tomid. K'moshe Nemar, like it says in Parashas Tetzaveh, V'soren Sorles Bolol Shemen. 1/10 of an Eifah fine flour mixed with oil was the Mincha that was brought with the Oylas Tomid. And they set up the Kiyor of Akanei, V'rochatsum Imenu Moshe V'Aharon Uvonov. Yom Shmini L'Meluim Hushvu Kulam L'Kohuna. On the eighth day of Meluim, Moshe, Aaron, and all his children were equal. They were all Kehanim. V'Targum V'Kat Shemineh. Targum says on the word V'Rochatsu means, it does not mean regular washing to wash off dirt, but rather to be Mekadish their hands from the Kiyor. Boy Bayom Kiddush Moshe Imohem. On that day, Moshe together with Aaron Uvonov were Mekadish together. Uve Karvos Sam K'may Uve Karvom Kishiyak Rivu. Uve Karvos Sam is similar to Uve Karvam, which means when they will come close. Moshe was not able to enter the Mishkan because the Onan was on top. The Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Nosoi when Moshe entered the Oil Moed, so we see he did go in. The third Pasuk tells us what the Pshat is. In our Pasuk it ends off because the Onan was resting on the Mishkan. Therefore we can say now, as long as the Onan was on top of the Mishkan, Moshe was not able to enter. Once the Onan removed itself, he was able to enter and speak to Hashem. The Onan was on top of the Mishkan in front of the eyes of the Bnei Yisrael by all their travels. Anywhere they traveled, the Onan would rest in the place that they would dwell. Makam Chaniyason Afu Karim Masa. The place of their encampment is also called Masa, a traveling. Bechein, so we find Vayelech, and he went Lemasov to his travels, referring to the places that he encamped. Bechein Ela Masa, these are the travelings, but it lists all the places that they encamped. So Ela Masa really means these are the stops. Lefishemi Makam Achaniya Chazru Venosu. Since from the place that they encamped, they went and they traveled again. Lekach nikro kulon masois. That's why the pasuk is able to refer to these stops as masois, travelings. Rabbeinu Bechaye stresses the importance of learning the details of the binyan hamishkan v'kelav, of how the mishkan looked and how the kelim looked. And he says, just like the Gemara says that kol ha'oisik v'parshas oila ki'ilu hikriv oila. Any person that learns the parsha of a carbon oila, it is as if he was makriv oila. Rabbi Bechaye adds that so too is the din by somebody who learns the parsha of the Mishkan and the Kelim and understands how everything worked and how it looked. It is as if he built the Mishkan and did the avodah with the Kelim. So it is a tremendous schus to learn the details of parshas Vayakel, Pekudei, and Truma and Tetzaveh.